grab a front row seat to the Untold Stories as we talk about how to live life on your terms. You're officially part of the inner circle. Welcome to Courtside with Courtney. And don't worry, I comped your ticket. Welcome back to the last episode of Courtside with Courtney. For a while, at least. So I need to fully come clean with you guys. I needed a break around the holidays and I really wanted to like focus on time with my family and my friends and just like be present. And now I need another break. I feel like I didn't have that planned when I originally wanted to take a couple of week break. Like I wasn't planning on wanting more of a break, but there's just something about not having to talk all the time. That's been really nice. I'm back in therapy for the first time in a long time, and it's just been really good. Like I feel more grounded than ever, but it's also brought up so many things where I'm like, oh fuck, I thought I was in a better place with that than I was with like my dad's passing and like all these things where it's just like, I think I didn't really realize that I was like running from things in my life that I have been in certain ways. And therapy has been really amazing because I feel grounded and I feel like more like me than ever. And I'm just sort of in this another new kind of like shedding and evolution, which I think is so good because really that's what life is about. Evolve and just like continue to like refine and learn and grow. But in those moments, I feel like I've really learned lately, it's so important to just listen and like take in the information. So right now it's like I'm inputting information, whether it be from therapy or like myself, whatever it may be, but like I'm learning and I want to sit with it because I'm journaling, I'm taking baths, I'm talking to my mom and my friends. Like I'm doing things that I think are really good and really healthy. I'm spending less time on socials, although obviously I'm still showing up and like doing my job because I love it. And that actually is something that like fills my cup when I have boundaries with it. So I think the older I get, the more I've learned that like those boundaries are actually a really good thing. And taking that time and space sometimes is really needed. And that's just like where I'm at right now, where I feel like I was talking and talking. And you know what? There's been so many, whether it's like an episode or a video where I look back on that and I'm like, damn, I was like kind of giving myself that advice. And I don't think I realized I was doing it in the moment, but like, if you're struggling with this, it's like, there were moments when it's like, I was struggling with that. Right. And it's like, so I just want to be in this season of learning and growing and watering myself and just shutting the fuck up and like listening so that I can come back, hopefully like stronger and, you know, more me than ever. And I'm like leaning into creative things right now, like art and fashion and how I'm really like just playing. And even things like friendships, like really narrowing down who I'm spending my time with and what that looks like and what we're doing and like how quality that time is and just how I spend my mornings and my nights. And I just feel like I'm going to have so many things to tell you guys about when I'm ready. And I'm just not there yet. I'm in that place where I'm listening and I'm learning and I've had to like really humble myself in a lot of ways. It's been a very humbling experience where like, I feel like my ego has gotten the best of me at like certain points. And then I look back and I'm like, damn, like what was that? And so I think it's been humbling, which is, you know, painful. Sometimes I think anytime you like are truly learning and growing, it kind of sucks. Like it's kind of painful and you have to really look at yourself in the mirror in certain places in your life and realize like where you didn't do a good job and you're not proud of it. And something I learned in therapy is guilt is actually a good thing and can be a good thing because it can propel change. Shame is a bad thing. Shame is not good because it's like unproductive. It's guilt past the point of productivity in a sense, right? Whereas guilt is like, okay, I can feel a little bit of guilt about this. I can look back, think I didn't handle that the best, or I wasn't the most proud of myself in that situation, whatever it may be. And then that's a really good place to learn and grow. Great, I can do that. Learn, grow, evolve, get better. Amazing. Shame though is when you're like too hard on yourself and you go to like too far down a rabbit hole and that's like actually really negative and detrimental. So it's like finding that line, but there's just been certain situations where I'm like, I needed that advice or like I could have done a better job listening there or reflecting or whatever. So I'm just really in a season where I want to listen and I want to learn and I want to be able to do that in what feels like a safe space for me. And to me, that looks like creating some boundaries just as far as like those type of things I'm sharing. Cause I don't want to come on and give you guys something that isn't authentic or give you guys something that isn't real or isn't really happening and just come on like formulaically say like, okay, like here's my day to day and like everything's great. And it's like the reality is like things are really good right now. Like I'm in a good season. I feel happy, but it's like a lot of adjusting. I also still feel like people ask me all the time, like, how do you, you know, how did you like, you created Dibs, you're a co-founder of Dibs. And then, you know, you're a mom and you also like have Instagram, which is also full-time and social media and you do all these things and have a team and like, how do you do it all? And it's like, I have no idea. I really have no idea. There are days when I'm not doing it all. Like I don't feel like I'm doing like the best job at it that I can be. And then there's days when I'm like, I crushed that. Completely just depends on the day. And so I'm also feel like I'm a little stretched thin and I'm prioritizing, in my opinion, like absolutely the right things, which is like time, obviously with Kinsley, my friends, family, my relationship, all those things. And like really building Dibs to the place, like to where I want it to be, because I just love it so much. And I just want it to be everything it can be. It's like another kid in a weird way. And then like self-work and like doing things for myself and slowing down. It's a season of slowing down. And to me, that looks like having to reallocate my time and rebalance things and just sort of like take a beat, figure it out, and then hop back on the horse. I think we do live in a society and a culture where we're always told like more, 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 more. And sometimes it's actually like less is more. And I think in the seasons of growing, it's good to kind of like hibernate and just learn and be. And I'm really bad at being. My therapist would actually say that I'm hard on myself. I'm a perfectionist. But so even saying like I'm really bad at something is like harsh, but I'm trying not to do that. But I am not good at slowing down. Like if I'm sick, I got one sick day and then I'm up and I'm doing stuff. Like no matter how shitty I feel, unless I have like a fever or something, I'm doing things. I'm trying to just like be, learn to sit, read more, take baths, continue to like go on my walks, like just be and exist. I think it's really healthy. And so I'm really happy and I'm proud of myself and I'm looking forward to like refining everything. And you guys will hear from me when I'm ready to come back. I don't have like an exact date and I don't want to give you a date because I don't have one. I don't feel like that's like a commitment I can make right now is to give that time frame. But I'm very much looking forward to it. And obviously I'll still be on socials and like all my normal places. I'm just learning and growing over here and being a human. So I think I'm almost on top of laundry. I guess that's a plus. Got to start somewhere. I love you guys and we will be back. Before you know it, please also give any feedback that you guys have, episodes that you really liked. I want to like refine. I feel like I'm a little all over the place. In part, that's my personality, but in part, like I want to be able to like narrow it down more. And so I'm wondering like, do you guys like when I have guests better? Do you like the solos? Is it you like talking about like the influencing and the behind the scenes or is it grief? Is it, you know, wellness? Like what is it? Let me know what you guys really like. And I want to be able to read through that. So flood us with all the info and take care of yourself. You guys got this and I'll see you when I see you. Bye.